Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The suggestion that Katie Taylor potentially that it would be an insult to describe her as an undercard fight at Croke Park in Dublin. We're asking today, how do you feel about this? I mean, is it an insult? Our own Philip Egan from Off the Ball is with me in studio today, first of all. Philip, we know Katie Taylor has said she'd love to fight at Croke Park, and then my understanding was that that wasn't a runner, and now there's a suggestion it's an insult to suggest that she's kind of the, you know, the second place fight. Where has all of this come from?
Okay, so you think back to a couple of months ago, Katie Taylor announced that her last fight was going to take place in Dublin this year. That was it. She was going to have one last fight. Obviously, Croke Park is something she's never done. She wants to do it. She's talked about it before. Eddie Hearn, her promoter, said, yeah, we've got to give her what she wants. I mean, a legend of boxing, both amateur and professional. So this was obviously something they tried to get done a few years ago. But you remember Eddie Hearn and Croke Park met, and he talked about the stadium cost being too much. So it never happened, and she fought in the Three Arena. So last week then, Peter McKenna, the stadium director for Croke Park, had said that there was maybe the potential for Anthony Joshua to fight Tyson Fury at Croke Park this year, which then could allow Katie Taylor to be on that card. Now, the problem is with the timeline, it now looks like AJ and Fury is going to be kind of pushed back to November, which you can't have a fight in Croke Park in November. I mean, would you, like, it'd be ropey enough sometimes in August whether the weather would hold up. But it's because Anthony Joshua was in a terrible car crash where he lost a couple of his friends. So that has kind of pushed it out where he needs to have a comeback fight. Tyson Fury fought at the weekend and they tried to G it up and say, like, when are we going to fight? But it looks like that's going to be November. So now it's going back to, can Katie Taylor be the headline act? And Eddie Hearn is going to come over to Dublin tomorrow to try and negotiate that. But I think we're going to still have the same issues that we had a few years ago where the cost of it.
So Katie Taylor's father, Pete, out this morning in some of the papers saying he believes, you know, her Croke Park dream hinging on Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua is an insult to his daughter, the Irish boxing legend. But that's what we're talking about today and hearing from listeners. I know they're already getting in touch with us about this. I mean, should she just be the top number one on the night?
Absolutely. If this is her farewell, like, she has obviously fought on the undercard of Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. That was in Texas. It was a huge stadium fight. That night, herself and Amanda Serrano stole the show. The other thing was a farce of a fight. Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano was another epic fight that they've had. They've had three of them. So it's, yeah, she deserves to be the headline act. Also, the thing with the Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury fight is that is going to be billed as the Battle of Britain. How can you have the Battle of Britain at Croke Park?
Right.
It's not really going to sell.
But like, if you're saying if it can't happen before November anyway, so there's an issue with, I mean, it's an outdoor stadium.
Absolutely.
And weather.
Yeah. So that, by the way, that Anthony Joshua Tyson Fury fight's been talked about for years and it's never happened.
Yeah.
If it does happen, it's probably happened about 3 or 4 years too late anyway.
So does this mean that any potential fight, if we want to describe it as that, with Katie Taylor at Croke Park, it really has to happen then, what, before September?
It has to happen in August, really, I think. And if you look at the dates, so the last of the All-Ireland finals will be the 9th of August. Then we start getting into concert season. Also, you have Manchester United and Leeds, a potential friendly. When I say potential, that's the 12th of August. That depends on how Leeds do in a couple of things. If they were to win the FA Cup, they wouldn't be able to play that game. Or if they got relegated to the Championship, they wouldn't be able to play. Now, they look like they're going to stay up. But that is kind of where they have to fit it in after the 9th of August. And yeah, also for the fact
that. And I don't know, but how long does it take to promote and advertise and sell tickets for something? Is it already too late at the 16th of April to try and organise something like this?
I don't think so, because it's Katie Taylor.
Right. Okay.
But the only thing is, with an event like this, this would be different, I think, than a boxing event, a normal boxing event, because I think lots of families would want to go to this. So they have to make this easier for families to get to in terms of the cost, because it's very expensive to go to events in this country, as we know.
Okay. Stay with me, Philip, for a few moments. Anna's on the line with us because, Anna, you've been involved in amateur boxing for about 40 years. Is it an insult to potentially have Katie Taylor as any kind of undercard fight?
I think it would be degrading for Katie Taylor, definitely. I mean, why not put Joshua and Fury, them the undercard, and put Katie top villain? I would have no problem with that, but not to degrade her by making her the undercard. You know, she's given so much to Irish boxing and throughout the world that, to me, I can't see the sense in her not being allowed boxing Croke Park. As I said the last time, you have Man United and Leeds, no problem having them there, you know? But to me, personally, I think it's very degrading. And I agree with what Kenny Egan said there. It should be, Croke Park should be a family night where the parents can bring their kids that box, or kids that don't box but might be interested in boxing, bring them there. But if they outprice it, then I think that would finish it nearly. Yeah. Because, you know, you would, if it was a reasonable price, you would get the crowd, you would. But if they're going to charge like we were charged to go to the Three Arena, families couldn't afford that.
So you think that should be taken into account? And like, I suppose, I know it's a difficult, I mean, and that's not really, I suppose, a consideration, to be fair, to Croke Park for them to take into account. But you're not the only person saying that. Christina's on the line as well. Christina Desmond. Christina, you're a professional Irish boxer. So you would have been a teammate of Katie's.
Yeah, I would have been. Good afternoon, first
How
of all.
Are you?
Yeah,
how are things?
I would have been. Good, thanks. Can't complain. Yeah, I would have been back in 2015, 16, 17, just before she turned pro. And yeah, I would be still in contact with her there sometimes. And I think it's a joke that she would be the main event on her own show and her final farewell card as well. So
she deserves her own celebration, does she, at Croke Park?
100%. I believe it should be a family event, like the rest of the guests are saying there. And it should be open to everybody, like, you know, maybe an evening event that everyone can attend and give her one last final hurrah. Like, she's well able to put on the performances and put on good shows. And she, you know, she's sold out arenas before. So why can't she do this again?
Do you know, quite a few messages coming in, Christina, already, you know, since I started talking to Phil there and Anna and yourself. Like, Martin has got in touch, right? Katie Taylor can't sell enough tickets at the big prices, which some others can. It's as simple as that. That's going to be the big issue for them. She just won't sell out Croke Park, another texter tells us as well. Do you agree with that?
I believe she's been on undercards and co-main events with big fighters, and I believe she's been the main attraction for most people. She seems to be able to do it in America, and why can't we get back and behind her here in Ireland? I feel she totally deserves it, to be fair.
Yeah, okay. Liam's on the line, Christina. Liam, you're a boxing coach. Do you think it's an insult if Katie Taylor isn't the, you know, the top fight on the night?
Well, when your team got on this morning about this to me, I was actually over in Abbottstown in Sport Ireland sparring with the Irish boxers there. I had some girls in sparring. And I actually put the question to all them, and all them actually said if they were Katie Taylor, yeah, they'd feel like it was an insult. But I personally, myself, think people are forgetting, like Christina mentioned, she's filling out, you know, stadiums. I was in New York last year at the fight, and the place was packed. We're talking Croke Park here. We're talking 82,000 people. Now, I'd have no problem of a co-event where she was co-main card. And if it was Joshua and whatever, I don't think that'll happen in time either. It'll be November. But if it was, then what that'll do is it'll outprice the average person or the non-boxing fan. Like Joshua, put on Joshua and Fury anywhere and it'll sell out. It will sell out.
But we're talking really realistic. How can you have a co-top billing? Like, somebody has to go last.
Why can't you? It's been done before. Why can't you have a co-top?
But somebody would still have to go before the other. You know what I mean? Would you have Katie and then?
I'm forgetting here, and forget about Katie, and I love Katie as much as anyone else, but forget about Katie here. Professional boxing isn't amateur boxing. This isn't amateur sport. This isn't the RDS where you have your show jumping. This is a professional business where these boys, where Hearn says what this and say or that say, and he'd love to give her a farewell. He's in this for making money. And you won't make money. I don't think you'll personally make money with Katie Taylor. Main card, head of the bill, without a mother massive name, fill 82,000 seats in Croke Park. And if he wants to, I call him here now, if he wants to, you know, say this is her farewell, if he puts it up and prices it right, then you'll fill it. You'll have a great Irish occasion, a great sporting occasion. You will have families add. You will have people going to say they were at Katie Taylor's last stand and blah, blah, blah. But if you bring in the likes of Joshua and Fury, the price, the tickets are going to go astronomical, and it then won't be an Irish occasion, as
Philly was saying. You'll
take it away altogether.
Just Philip, on a final point on that, like, people are talking about today, and I see loads of texts coming in about making it a family event. Like, Croke Park isn't going to be subsidising these tickets. Like, the tickets are going, it'll be the same price for each seat. You know, obviously the better the seats, the higher the price. It'll be the usual. It's not going to be sold surely as a family event.
No, but I think you can bring your, you could sit up in the stands. Obviously, the closer you are to the ring, the more you're going to pay. That's naturally how boxing works. The so-called celebrities will be they're the ones you see sitting ringside when you watch these big fights. That's fine, but it's about making it accessible for families. Say if they were sitting in the Hogan stand,
upper tier or something,
So. Look, I don't know. I think if you are to build something, you obviously have to get good Irish fighters on that card as well. But you do need something else, I think, to go. Like, 82,500 is a massive, massive ask.
A lot of people. We want to hear from listeners today. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Phil Egan, Anna, Christina, Desmond, Liam, thanks a million for joining us on the programme. Is it an insult to suggest Katie Taylor is the underdog fight, if she gets a fight, in Dublin's Croke Park?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.